Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Tuesday, 2nd of March. I'm Michelle Martin. Good morning. Asia Pacific stocks are trading higher this morning, taking their cue from a strong rally on Wall Street overnight. Seoul, which is returning from a long weekend, is leading the way. The Kospi is up 2.6%. In Tokyo, the Nikkei is up 0.75%. Sydney is in the green as well. This follows a stellar session in the US overnight. Joining me now to break down all the market action. Good Tuesday morning, Ryan.
Morning, Michelle.
How are you doing?
Doing very well. How about you?
Feeling cold, Ryan. Feeling cold and can't wait for breakfast time. US stocks enjoyed their best session overnight since June. The S&P 500 climbed 2.4%, erasing nearly all of last week's losses. The rally was broad-based. More than 90% of the stocks in the benchmark index finished higher, and small caps did even better than the blue chips. The Russell 2000 finished up nearly 3.5%. So, Ryan, let's start with the why. What is behind the change in investor sentiment?
Yeah, looking at what we had last week, it was all about bond yields and people were a bit jittery around the spike in bond yields, hitting a one-year high of 1.6%. But that seems to have calmed down to some extent. It's now at around 1.4%+. So markets shaking off the jitters around bond yields, and it was pretty much broad-based across the board. All 11 S&P 500 sectors were in the green, and this is led by technology and financials. Mm. And looking at the sell-off last week in technology names, they bounced back quite a bit this time around. And if you look at Alphabet, it was up 2.4%. Apple was up 5.4%. You also have a couple of other reasons that could be behind the higher sentiment, and this could also be in the form of the strong economic data that came through overnight. And this is with the ISM manufacturing index coming in at 60.8%. That is better than the prior month's 58.7%. So it's now at a two-year high. So a bit of a brighter outlook for the economy with the latest data from the ISM around manufacturing. So that could be a reason. Also, Golden Globes were yesterday.
Oh, were they?
Netflix and Disney were among the big winners, and they were also seeing their stock prices go up. So maybe some Golden Globe euphoria around the stock market as well.
Also, companies that rely on consumer spending did especially well. We were just talking about the vintage and crafts e-commerce platform Etsy. We talked about them on this show on Friday. Its shares jumped 11%. Cosmetics retailer Ulta Beauty, meanwhile, gained 4.7%. And among the blue chips, yep, tech and financial counters made some of the biggest gains. Citigroup up 5.6%, and Apple enjoying its best day since October, rising more than 5%. So let's dive a little deeper into Apple. Its shares have been languishing since the start of the year. Are there any specific factors that helped spark its turnaround overnight?
Well, you don't have to look too far beyond last week, and this is with Warren Buffett's endorsement. And this is where he laid out the Berkshire Hathaway numbers with the latest report card around his quarterly earnings. And it turns out Apple was actually one of his best performers, top three, offsetting or helping to offset some of the losses that came through from things like railroads and utilities. So Apple, one of his best performers, and we saw that go up overnight by over 5%, and that is its biggest day in 5 months. It's now at around $127.80. And this is also off the back of Warren Buffett praising Apple for their approach towards dividends and share buybacks, saying Apple's approach to that has helped its stock price. So he is quite an advocate for Apple these days.
Another stock that is doing particularly well is Zoom. It jumped nearly 10% during the main session and is up another 8% in after-hours trade. Investors are excited about the company's latest financial numbers and its forward guidance. So, Ryan, it seems Zoom is not at all concerned about a post-pandemic slowdown, is it?
It doesn't look like slowing down. And if I look at the numbers, very impressive. It beat analyst expectations by quite a big margin. The earnings came through at $1.22 per share. That was better than the expectations of 79 cents. And revenue, $882 million, better than $811 million. And revenue was up 369% year on year. And if you look at the margins, still quite healthy at 69.7, up from 66.7% in the prior quarter. So sequentially, you are seeing more growth and no signs yet of really slowing down, which was what people were fearing after the better 2021 outlook threatening to get people back into the streets, going out. So maybe less people using Zoom. That hasn't really dented Zoom so far. Mm-hmm. But of course, there'll be something to watch out for when things really turn around.
A bit earlier in our conversation, we were talking about the turnaround in bond yields. The U.S. 10-year Treasury note hit its highest level in more than a year last week, but it has currently fallen back to around 1.4%. Now, there is some speculation in the markets now that the U.S. Federal Reserve could tweak its policies this month to stabilize the bond markets. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, it's all in the name of stabilizing the bond markets. So some of the economists and market watchers are thinking we might see some tweaks to policies as soon as the middle of March. And this is when you will have the FOMC meeting. And we are looking out for things like the third iteration of Operation Twist. And this is where they sell short-term bonds and buy more long-term bonds to flatten the yield curve. So all in the name of making a bit more stability in the markets, with the bond yields not fluctuating too much. So that is something to look out for. And you've got a couple of potential changes to, I guess, expect with maybe how they might increase the rate paid on their reserves to address issues in the money market. So a couple of things that could happen, but nothing to address the spike or brighter outlook in terms of hiking interest rate yet. So just a few tweaks in terms of mechanisms.
All right, let's turn the conversation to airline counters both globally and here at home. The Bloomberg World Airlines Index soared 15% in January. That is a great run, but still some 17% below its pre-pandemic peak right here. Here at home, a Singapore Airlines joining in the rally. It jumped by more than 5% in yesterday's trade. So what is your take on the sector? Does this exuberance make sense, or is it perhaps, as a Business Time headline suggests, this morning, misplaced?
Yeah, you're either looking at glass half full, half empty, or overflowing. So it's all up to your perspective. And it seems like a lot of people are really, really optimistic around aviation stocks. And some people are thinking it might be a bit too optimistic if you think about, even though we have a vaccine deployment, a vaccine rollout, there are still so many moving parts. That includes borders, which are controlled by governments. And there are so many possibilities of a third wave or fourth wave or a variant that could just throw a spanner in the works. And it seems like markets have already priced in a full recovery of the travel market. And that is what is being the main concern right now. If you look at just over the past day, SIA stock price up 5.2%, ST Engineering was up 4%, and you've got Ground Handler also sets up 1.8%. And that is quite interesting if I just zoom in on SIA. Now, at a stock price of 524, if you look at the recommendations and stock calls, the highest so far from any brokerage is just under $5. And the most bearish is at 360. SIA now is at 524. So even the analysts are not that bullish on SIA. So you have to kind of put that into consideration, all the various factors that could still pan out and affect markets, especially the aviation sector.
Now, in other news, we talked also yesterday about how the Hang Seng Index could be due for a makeover. It is official now the HSI is going to increase the number of constituents from about 50 to as many as 80 by the middle of next year. It aims to eventually include 100 companies, and it is going to change the maximum weighting that any stock in the index can have, lowering the cap to 8% from 10% now. So are there a number of companies in the HSI that are going to be affected by this weighting rule? The lower cap could lead to the selling of their shares. So which companies are we talking about?
Yeah, let's zoom in on that weighting first. Now it's at the maximum of 10%. The idea here is to bring it down to 8%. So that could affect the likes of Tencent, AIA and HSBC. So lower weighting potentially would be some selling pressure on these stocks. And the broader approach from the Hong Kong stock market or Hang Seng is to embrace the new economy and make it more representative, include to be able to include a wider diversity diversity of sectors and new companies. So the listing history requirement will also be shorter. And that is something reflective of what the U.S. markets have also been pushing for. Looking at the Dow last year, we saw a bit of a change, and we saw newcomers like Salesforce, a cloud computing specialist. Mm-hmm. You've got Amgen, a biotech firm, Honeywell, which is an aerospace manufacturing company, replacing some of the old economy types like ExxonMobil, Pfizer, and Raytheon. So it's a bit of a global shift to make the indexes more relevant and more reflective of the current landscape. So it's an interesting conversation to include the STI right now. If you look at the banks, the three local banks have a 36% weighting on the STI. So any movement by the banks will typically have a big shift in the STI. So something to look at when you look at what the Hang Seng Index is trying to achieve.
Interesting. And this is the biggest makeover of the Hang Seng Index since it was launched back in 1969. Three new stocks will join the Blue Chip Index next month, a first step in this process. They are Alibaba Health Information, Longfor Properties, and Heidi Lau International. Now, in the cryptocurrency markets, bitcoins are trading just a bit shy of $50,000. They are up more than 70% since the start of the year. And a new report from Citibank says the cryptocurrency could be at a tipping point. So, Ryan, could go up to a million, could go down to zero. At which point are we talking about when we speak of tipping point?
Well, it depends.
Which way is it going to tip?
Which camp you are in the Bitcoin crowd. And the latest to join the bandwagon is Citigroup. And they have quite a bold vision for Bitcoin. They are calling it the currency of choice for international trade. That is quite a lofty ambition for something people have been quite divided around, and they are citing advantages over the current global payment system, such as a decentralized design, lack of foreign exchange exposure, and traceability. So Citibank, the latest to join a bandwagon. We are also hearing Goldman Sachs is going to be restarting its trading desk for cryptocurrencies and introducing Bitcoin futures. So you are really hearing mainstream banks building up the credibility of cryptocurrencies. This is off the back as well of recent news, BNY Mellon, another big bank, also getting into the mix. MasterCard also allowing its cardholders to transact in cryptocurrencies. PayPal as well. A lot of big names now behind the cryptocurrency movement. So Bitcoin is really getting some traction now.
One last note before we check in on local markets. There could be a new meme stock in town, and it seems like an unlikely choice. Japan's central bank. What is going on, Ryan?
Yeah, so you might not be aware, but the Bank of Japan actually is traded on the Tokyo Stock Exchange as a stock. And for some reason, it was spiking up yesterday to the daily limit of 18%. So normally it's quite boring. Nobody really cares about it because it doesn't really have any dividends, or limited dividends at least. It doesn't really have any voting rights. You can't vote for interest rate hikes or what. It is a very boring stock. But for some unknown reason, it had a huge fluctuation in its stock price. So with the recent Reddit rally and what's been happening with GameStop, AMC, this was a very similar pattern, and people are just saying, maybe this is the next meme stock. People are just thinking of making a quick buck off this huge move.
Ooh, more capital gains for Bank of Japan? We'll have to see.
I'm not sure how that will work out for Bank of Japan.
All right, the Straits Times Index jumped 0.8% yesterday to 2973. Is the STI joining in this morning when it comes to Asia's rally? And is a 3,000 mark looking like it's back in view, Ryan?
Broadly, it looks like Asian markets are building on yesterday's gains. And STI building on its gains yesterday, up 0.5% so far at 2,987. And this builds on its gains of 0.8% yesterday. And looking at some of the top movers so far, we talked about SIA and other aviation stocks earlier, being some of the top movers or top gainers yesterday. SIA, once again, among the top. SIA extending yesterday's gains, now up 1.4%, now at $5.31. All three banks also in the green. And just a quick look at the broader, or rather the STI index, most of the stocks in the STI are in the green except for Genting, SETS and UOL. So SETS seeing some profit taking right now.
He's Ryan Huang. I'm Michelle Martin. And this is Market View. Thanks very much, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.